trying to plot your truth. 1, 2, 3.
As well as being influenced by Bruce Lee and Kung Fu movies, RZA says there are also parallels between the improvisational nature of rapping and martial arts.
I come from the era of hip-hop where people would battle each other on the subway trains, in the school bathrooms, on the street corners, and it's almost like a martial art fight. You know what I mean? It's like a martial art fight, actually, because you're flowing, you're throwing your best weapons, which is your lyrical weapons, and you're trying to defeat this guy by saying the most wittiest thing.
Bruce Lee has a tremendous influence in the culture of, like, hip-hop, because it's really taking an ethnic icon and reappropriating this ethnic icon to your own ethnicity and to your own sort of outsider culture.
Bruce in the martial arts world is a virtuoso. He's constantly improvising. It's like Miles Davis with his hands and feet. And that's what hip-hop does, is improvising. You know, you're freestyling on the mic.
Improvisation in Jeet Kune Do can be mirrored by broken rhythm. And this also reflects in rap music, jazz music, all sorts of music, rock music.